Rockets football coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Shane Stovall.
Welcome back in to Power 93.3 WXLN Radio. This is your voice of the Rockets, Shane Stovall, again with Jason Sheehan to my left. The Rockets are kicking off to start this game. Collins will be returning, and Collins with a little bit different formation on a kick return than you normally see. They've got three guys back. They've actually just got three lines, three guys up in the back, three guys in the middle, and that would mean five up front, if my math is correct. Shelby County's Josh is ready to get the game started here in just a second. Josh Edwards, forgot to mention his last name. For those of you that don't know who he is, number 89, he's got a big leg. He usually kicks them back for touchbacks. And the game is underway. He got underneath this one a little bit. He's going to fall short at about the 8-yard line. Received and come up right up the middle, all the way up to the 30-yard line on the return, or almost to the 30. Looked like that was Nashawn Roseberry, Jason. You talked about him pregame. That was number 24 that got the return, showing off some speed early.
Yeah, you can see the talent just on that kick return. He had a chance to break one tackle, couldn't quite get through. It looks like they're going to start at about the, I think, the 29-yard line.
Yeah, I think they did mark it down just shy of the 30. They're going to start out with two backs off to each side of the quarterback, two receivers split out wide. So refs are talking about something, getting ready to get the ball down and rolling. Collins is actually going to be three wide, two on one side as they get the snap. Fakes a handoff. I believe that was a miscommunication. Quarterback has to keep it. Spin move. Gets up to the middle. Back to the 34-yard line before he's walloped by, I believe it was number 55, Jordy Wersoto.
Malik Manica had a chance to get in there. He just missed the tackle. We talk about missed tackles. He was right in that backfield. Tried to arm tackle him.
He can't do that. And I think part of that was because he wasn't sure who to go after. The quarterback was trying to hand it off, and I don't think I believe it was Roseberry he was trying to hand it off to. It was, I don't know if he kind of fumbled it or whatever, but the quarterback had to tuck it back in and had to take off with it himself. So here we go. It's going to be second down and about five. Shelby County showing pressure. They do come with a blitz. Ball is handed off around to the left side. Does get to the corner, but Shelby County quick to get out there and make a tackle. I believe that was number 10, Devin Mantilla. We talked about him earlier. He doubles as a wide receiver on offense. Played really good offense lately. But there's a defensive back. He was able to track down the speedy back that was getting around to the left side after a couple yards and sling him down out of bounds for, I don't know if he got maybe, did he get a yard?
No, it looks like third and five. That was a fantastic play by Mantilla to get out there because, you saw the speed by Roseberry. Once he hits that corner, you can see it. He can be gone.
He's got some wheels on him, and they did give him a yard. They made it third and four. It's probably just shy of a yard, but they might as well make it a yard. So third and four, Shelby County trying to, and here comes a massive blitz on a screen pass by Collins, which is completed at the 31, but he is walloped immediately, and there's your man, number 44, Malik Manica, who came out on that little quick screen to the receiver and just belted him into next week. Great series for the defense of Shelby County. You're going to hold him to a three and out. I believe he lost about 2 yards on that play, so that would have makes it about fourth and six. And Collins will have to punt.
Manica doesn't.
I don't guess they have to.
Yeah, he doesn't. I would say starting off this early at the 35, you want to do that. But what a great play by Manica. He's not just an offensive player. That was a highlight reel hit.
Absolutely, and it showed his football IQ. He saw the screen coming. Everybody else went, they brought the house on the blitz, and Manica dropped back and was able to get on the receiver and belt him in the next week. Gets a nice punt off, a little bit wobbly, but it does hit it about the 34, takes the Shelby County bounce back towards the 35, and I believe it's going to be downed at the 30, or I'm sorry, it hits the 31 and bounced back to about the 33. So Shelby County is going to take over on down after the punt at about their own 33-yard line. Maybe they marked it, maybe it's the 32. We'll see when they spot the ball. Yeah, going to be almost to the 32.
Good start by the Rockets defense. You need to get out there, impose your will at the very beginning, and see what your offense can do. Just get it to them. Let's see if they can go down and get this game off to a good start.
Absolutely.
Offense.
And then they brought the house on a couple blitzes on second and third down and were able to get back there both times. So that's good to see starting out. Drain has one back to the left of him. He gets a swing pass out, and then a downfield pass from the running back. Wide open receiver, number three, Keyshawn Catlett, was sprinting down the left sideline. It was a quick little snap, and then Drain actually passes it, or kind of, I guess you'd get to kind of call that a screen pass to his back. And then the back looks up to throw a running back pass down to Keyshawn Catlett, who was sprinting wide open. There wasn't anybody within 15, 20 yards of him. And it was just overthrown by about 7 yards or so. Otherwise, that's 6 points on the first play of the game for him.
And all he had to do, that was Michael Perry with the throw. All he had, it was a good-looking throw. He had a nice spin on it, but all he had to do was just get that ball in his hands. And he's got six as
absolutely
easy as can
and,
be.
And now they've brought Perry out here wide, split wide on a three wide receiver set. Drain keeps it on the snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, runs up a little bit to the left side, is able to get across the 35, maybe to the 36. Looks like it might be about 4 yards. Oh, they've marked it at nearly the 37. So it's going to bring up a third down at about three. It's going to be a long three. We'll call it third and four. Third and four, 9:30 to go, no score. Collins forced to punt on three and out on their first series. Shelby County is on their third play of their first series. Drain sends a man in motion, one back beside him. He's got the ball, hands it off to Manica, which is and Manica fighting through tackles, getting close to a first down. Right up the middle. He was hit about a yard after receiving it, right at about the line of scrimmage, and was able to spin around and then run through a couple arm tackles and pick up two or three. I believe it's going to be fourth down and about one. So Shelby County, Shipley is thinking about going for it here.
He's
not sent Edwards out yet. I think they're going to go for it. They are. They're not sending the punt team out. Drain goes back out. Let's see what they do. Maybe trying to draw them off sides, possibly?
Well, they could try to draw them off sides, but this could be just Coach Shipley just happy with his defense. This would give them great if they didn't make it.
Right.
But, yeah,
ball,
we'll see.
Ball rested a little over the 40-yard line, so, I mean, it's not horrible field position if you don't get it, but I think they'll get it. He does get the snap, hands it off. Manica dancing. He's breaking tackles. He's still running. He's at the 40. 35-30, 25-20, one man coming up on him, down, he's hit at the 10, breaks the tackle, 5, he's in the end zone, he's still on his feet, touchdown, Malik Manica, huge run right up the middle, busting tackles left and right, then it just, I mean, he shows his speed, he's a big guy, but his speed was just, I don't think Collins realized how fast he was. And then the guy, Collins had, I couldn't tell who it was, Collins had a defensive player who caught him at about the 10 and slapped at the ball over his right arm and hung on to his arm. Malik was able to hold on to the ball and drag him about 4 or 5 yards before just finally just prancing into the end zone just like a man-child. So they're going up 6-0 with 8.5 minutes to go in the first quarter on a huge touchdown run by Malik Manica. Josh Edwards on for the extra point here. Snap's good, hold down. Kick is up and good as usual, and that kick is booted way out into the parking lot almost. So Shelby County goes up 7-0. I believe that was a, what was that, 61-yard, 62-yard score. I have to go back and check, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
You're right. It's the Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Welcome back in. Power 93.3 WXLN Radio. This is Shane Stovall, your voice of the Rockets. And if you're just joining us, Shelby County did just take the first lead of the game, 7-0 on a 59-yard touchdown run by number 44, Malik Manica. Broke several tackles. Edwards with the kickoff, and that's a line drive kick. He booted that one. It lands at right about the goal line, bounces into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback. The Collins will start on their own 20.
That first play by Manica, we talked about it. So why, you're going for it fourth and one. It's early in the game. It would give, if you don't get it, it's going to give great field position to Collins. But
absolutely,
I guess we understand why Coach Shipley did that. And Malik Manica can get that yard and then some, and that's what he did.
You can't spell Manica without M-A-N. He, and, you know, I've talked about it all year. He's like a man amongst boys out there most times. And, you know, he showed what he does. I mean, that's just him going to work. Collins comes out. Shotgun formation, five receivers spread out wide. Drop back for the pass. They got pressure. He's flush. He's running up the middle.
finally gets tracked down by a couple of Rockets. I believe Drew Mack, number 21, Drew Mack, got the first hit on him. Brings him down. And they're going to get up there to about the 20. Where'd they spot that at? 24-yard line, about a 4-yard gain. Going to bring up second and six. Yeah, second down and six. Titans in the shotgun again. Two backs, one to each side. Three wide receivers. So Collins looking like they're maybe trying to get a passing game going. Quarterback gets it, rolls to his left. He's looking downfield. He's pressured. The ball is down. Big hit on the quarterback and fumble, but I believe Collins is able to recover it. Then Michael Perry, number 11, the human missile. Michael Perry comes through like he's done all year and lays a big-time hit. His right hand was able to just smack the ball and make the quarterback fumble. But I didn't see who recovered it. Collins did recover the ball, but I wasn't sure who exactly got on top of it.
He got in there real quick. He got in there, got the quarterback sack. That's going to push them way back.
Yeah, that's back at about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, that's going to be third and 20.
So Shelby County defense imposing its will. They're getting back there at ease on every play. Snap is to the quarterback in the shotgun again. He hands it off immediately to his left tailback. I believe that was Roseberry. And tackled again by number 55, Jordy Rosoto. There he is making plays like he's done all year. Roseberry was only able to get a couple. They tried a little draw play to the right side. Gets a couple of yards. Brings up fourth and about 19. So Collins again will have to punt. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Collins trails 7-0.
You mentioned that name, Shane, in the pregame. You mentioned Jordy Rosoto as a name on defense.
He's been on fire the last couple of weeks.
He really has, and he got in there. Again, we're seeing them get in there. Really nice. 2-3 and outs for Collins and in a great defensive possession. They're going to get great field position. Perry standing just at about Collins 47.
And it's a pretty good punt. End over end, hits the 45, bounces across the 50, gets all the way back to the 37. But Perry's able to pick it up. He's got the corner. He's up to the 40. Spin move again, gets out to the 42. Nice little tackle there. Who got that tackle? Number 18, that is Peyton Hawks. Junior wide receiver, defensive back. Nice tackle there, because if he hadn't got that, that's some big yards to run there afterwards for Mr. Perry. So yeah, Perry let that ball come down. It was an end-over-end punt, which, and by the way, was punting from about the goal line. So, you know, punted about 45 yards in the air, takes a big bounce, gets all the way down. I guess it bounced another 17 yards before it was finally picked up. But nonetheless, Shelby County gets it out to about the 42. So, again, good starting field position for the Rockets and Tyler Drain. He's got Manica behind him. We've got Perry, Catlett, and Davis, I believe, split wide, Drain in the pistol formation. Sends Davis in motion, hands it off to Manica up the middle. Manica busts through a tackler, too. Gets out to about the 47, almost 48-yard line. Another nice gain for Manica.
Manica is getting awful close to that 1,000-yard mark for the season. He had 59 on the touchdown run. I don't have the stats in front of me, but he's sniffing that 1,000 for the season.
He needed, 74?
74 yards, so he's right there.
Yeah, I believe he's maybe about 7 or 8 yards short of it. Drain and the Rockets come out, same formation again. See if he sends anybody in motion here. There's the stomp of the foot. Davis goes in motion behind him. Again, hands off to Manica, this time up to the right side. Another spin move. Once contact is made, he's able to spin off to the right and get out of that tackle before he goes down about 2 yards later. That's going to be a first down run. Pick up of about, 8 yards?
About 8 yards on that one.
And that's another first down. Moves the chains. 5.5 minutes to go. Shelby County crossed the 50 at the 44-yard line, threatening to score. Drain again with Manica off to his, a little bit offset to his left and behind him. Davis goes in motion. Drain keeps it. Now he pitches it to Davis on the corner. Davis has got the corner. No, Collins' defensive back came up and made a hit on him. It looked like he was dancing out of the tackle, but I can't tell who that number is. Is that number 10 over there? It's hard to tell. It's hard to see. He's on the far opposite side of the field. Anyway, Davis got the pitch from Drain. It was great timing on the pitch. Davis gets it. It looked like he was going to shake that tackle, but the defensive back was able to hold on to his foot and wait for reinforcements, and they did get him down after about a 2-yard gain, 3-yard gain. We'll call it 2 yards, yeah. Second and 8. Nate from the 42. Drain has Manica behind him. He sends Michael Perry in motion this time. Hands it off to Manica. No, it was a keeper. Drain gets around to the right side before he gets about 2 yards before he goes down. Tyler Drain this time decides to keep it for himself and, show what he can do, which, you know, he didn't get a chance to really get out there and show his wheels much or show his moves. But, I mean, we talked about he's got some speed and he's got some pretty good moves. He can plant that foot in the ground and change direction with the best of them, especially for a quarterback.
Great play by Collins on defense. He's got so many weapons out there you've got to worry about. They've ran that same formation. putting, it looks like Mantilla's out there now, but they put Catlett and Perry and Davis on the outside, put one of them in motion.
Keep your eye on Mantilla in this play. Got a swing pass to Perry in the backfield. Perry's got it, showing some speed, gets around the corner. He's got a first down, and that may be a late hit flag. Don't see it. Nope. Okay. That was awfully close. Perry's is right at the out-of-bounds line. He took a shot in the back from the Titan, but not before first down. That's going to get the ball out. We'll see where they're marking that down. About the 29, I believe. So, yeah, they're all the way up to the 29-yard line. First down, Shelby County.
You mentioned Devin Mantilla, to keep an eye on him. He did something really great that you don't see in the stats. He had a great block out there on the outside.
Sealed that edge.
Yes, he did. Great block by the receiver.
Great job by Devin Mantilla. Drain sends 33 Connor Dean in motion, hands it off to Manica, who was offset to his right. Manica bull rushing people, gets up to about the 21-yard line. So another nice carry. Manica, every time he touches the ball, it's positive yardage. Twice he's been hit just past the line of scrimmage, but he's not going down on first hit. That's what you like to see, that rack, that run after, or run after, that's not, that's rack is run after catch. Run after first contact is what I was trying to get to.
Oh, and he gets a lot of yards after contact. It is so hard to take him down, and this sets it up for the second half. When you've tried to tackle him, that wears on you as
it
a defense.
It does, and we've seen it all year, how the defense is, you know, might contain him a little bit in the first. As a keeper by Drain, he pitches to Davis on the outside. This is going to be 6 points. They're not going to catch him. And it's touchdown. I got behind. I didn't realize the play was going off. Drain had the same motion, or sensed the same motion that they've been doing in that formation, a little kind of a pistol option formation. Sends Davis, who was on the far right side, comes around behind him. And Drain tucks it, you know, fakes the handoff to Manica, tucks it, runs to the left. Davis is over here trailing him, and he pitched it just at the right time, and then it was just all Davis. He had a little seam and busted through it, and then a couple jukes left and right, and his speed is not going to get caught by many people in the state of Kentucky. He's a track guy, and he showed his speed there. So big touchdown run there by Brandon Davis, number two. Kick is up and good by Josh Edwards, and the Rockets are showing, flexing their muscles already. I think they're wanting to win this game pretty badly. 14-0, 3 minutes still remaining in the first quarter. So we're going to take a quick timeout, and we'll be right back.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
Getting your driver's license. Landing that job promotion.
We're working through the weekend.
At Zaxby's, there's nothing we appreciate more than our fans, which is why during our 25th anniversary, we're giving everyone a reason to celebrate, and then some. With Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal, that's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zaxby's sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. It's the meal that's practically begging for jubilation. So, when you're finished enjoying your daughter's first musical recital, attending your high school reunion.
Oh, hi! Who are you again?
And being thankful it's Friday.
We're working through the weekend.
Head down to Zaxby's and celebrate our 25th year with a celebration special meal for a limited time only. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
And we are back just in time for the kickoff from Josh Edwards. Shelby County just scored on another touchdown. This was a run this time by Brandon Davis. Edwards' kick drives the Collins receiver back to about the goal line, 1 yard line area. Gets a decent return, comes out to the right side, gets up to about 25 before he goes down on a couple rockets getting in on the tackle. And it was Sakari Toole, number 10, freshman running back and defensive back for the Titans, 5'8", 120 pounds. Good looking freshman. He could be a big-time playmaker in the years to come. He had a nice little return there, and he's got some nice moves.
Well, it's very important in the kicking game to kick it to someone other than Roseberry. You do not want to kick it to him.
Absolutely.
We've seen that the last two times. They've kicked it to the side. He's not on, and that's good special teams coaching.
Absolutely. And you got, you know, Josh Edwards is one of the best kickers in the state. We've mentioned before, I mean, heck, he was the MVP in week one in the win against Garrett County. You don't usually see that. Lucas drops back for a pass. He's flush. He's got all kinds of problems now. He's got two rockets, and they do get him down. Sacked at about the 18-yard line. Lucas dropping back. You know, Lucas is a little bitty guy. They list him at, 5'7". I don't think he's even that big. Connor Dean in on that tackle, number 33. We talked about him pregame. He's been inserted as defensive end position after coming back from a hip injury. And he was able to get back there and apply pressure, and they got the sack on Lucas. But Lucas was flushed almost immediately because of the pressure by Dean. Looking downfield, and you got to give credit for the defensive backs. They held their ground and had some great coverage. Lucas had nowhere to go, and he basically had to just kind of give up and almost kind of slide. But they would have got him down regardless one way or another. So that brings up the second down and 18. Shelby County got everything going right for him. Lucas, one back to his right, four wide receivers split wide. He gets the pass, drops back. He's got pressure on him again. He's flush. He runs up the middle, breaks off a tackle or two, finally goes down. Michael Perry in on the tackle first. Jordy Orsoto, number 55, and number 44, Malik Manica, also in on the play.
Great job by the cornerback on that one. He did get a 1 yard, so it wasn't a sack. But the cornerback came in, I don't know who that was, came in on a corner blitz. And I think that just threw him off enough. He didn't know where to go with it.
Right.
Allowed Perry and a host of other Rockets get in there to tackle him.
But Lucas is able to show you what we talked about pregame, being a coach's son, being heady. He's a smart player, and he's talented, very talented. He's able to tuck that ball quick, made one person miss in the backfield, and is able to get a yard gain instead of losing about four or five. Here we go, shotgun set. He hands it off this time to Roseberry, and he's not going anywhere. He's hit immediately after crossing the line of scrimmage. I'm trying to see who that is. That was Jordy Orsoto again, number 55. And that was Leland Cardwell on that carry. He goes down after Orsoto tripped him up at about the line of scrimmage. I think he got about a yard, yard and a half gain on that. Nonetheless, going to be fourth and long, fourth and 16. We are under a minute, 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Collins will have to punt for this third time.
You couldn't ask for much more on the defensive side of the ball to have three possessions in the first quarter and to hold them to three and outs, and to be able to see their punter on this field three times in the first quarter. As a coach, you got to love it.
Absolutely. I'm sure Rockets are loving it. Here's the punt. Going to get about the 50. Perry does take it, runs right, reverses field left. He's losing yards, but we got a nice block around the corner. He's back up to the 50, reverses field again, going to the right side. We got a flag down. So after about 40 yards of running, he got a zero-yard gain.
And a penalty to boot.
And a penalty to boot. Yeah, right. So this may be a negative play. There's really no way to describe that other than he fielded the punt at the 50, ran right, ran left, ran back, ran forward, ran right, ran back, and got back up to the 50, and then there was a penalty.
That's one of the things I wanted to see, though, because I've seen this against North Odom a couple of weeks ago by Perry, and this week, the first two times, he's got so much skill, and that was a good punt right in the middle of the field, straight to him, so he could catch that one. But I've seen him let the ball bounce and not go get the ball.
Yeah.
Even if you fair catch that ball, if it's a short punt, it's great field position. We saw the last punt where it rode about 17, 18 yards, gave a great punt, of course.
Absolutely.
By Collins. But I want to see him take over that special team part of the game.
Absolutely. And it's a tough job being a punt returner. And, you know, you got 10 guys bearing down on you, ready to kill you. And you don't have time to look, really, and scan the field and see who's where. I mean, you just have to kind of get it and go. Drain with Manica behind him. Davis goes in motion. This is handed off to Manica, but he's tripped up right about the line of scrimmage, maybe even a little bit shy of the line of scrimmage. Let's see where they mark it. I believe it's going to be loss of about half a yard, and that's going to be the last play of the quarter as time runs out. End of the first quarter. Rockets up 14-0 on a touchdown run by Malik Manica, 59 yards, and also a 20-plus yard touchdown run by Brandon Davis. Defense playing well. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll return for the second quarter.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.